Today is Pentecost. I used to live in Deerfield, Illinois, and there was a main street, and the name of the street was Pfingsten. I just thought it was somebody's name, and then my aunt, who's from Germany, said, that means Holy Spirit in German. And I was perplexed and amazed that I didn't ever know that. So today is Pfingsten. Today is the day our scriptures tell the story of God giving one more gift. So may these words be to God's glory as we think about the gift that's been given. The gift of the Holy Spirit. The gift within us and among us. And, of course, we must admit the talk about the Holy Spirit isn't much of our daily conversation. It's rare somebody says, God be with you, much less the Holy Spirit be with you. Pentecost, the day all the disciples were given and hopefully received the Holy Spirit up close and personal, given by the risen Jesus. It isn't an idea or a concept or even a belief that's common to many Protestants. We know the date, and we even give lip service to it, and we wear red. But we don't overdo it. As one of my mentors said, oh, maybe that's all about the mystery, but it's not all about the mystery. We don't overdo it. It's not our nature. Our founders, of course, were nothing if not interested in reason and reality. This doesn't leave a lot of room for the Holy Spirit, but she blows in nonetheless. The Holy Spirit has a mind of her own. The Holy Spirit cannot be called on to appear, but she does appear, and that is fact. In the years when the Protestant movement was developing away from Rome, thanks to the insight of names we know like Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli, there was a shift away from mystery towards science. They were learning so many new things through science and the Industrial Revolution that people were anxious to benefit from what might come their way as a result of being new, being about reality more than mystery. It was a true revolution, and we certainly learn about it in school. It caused great consternation amongst Christian believers, and it still does today. Post Gutenberg and the printing press, people were having access to books they had never had access to before. Even normal folks in the street were beginning to read. And of course, thanks to Gutenberg, the one book that might be available for them to read was the Bible. No longer did the Bible only live in the hands of clergy. No longer was the Bible to be read, and more significantly, interpreted by others. But each person could experience it themselves if they so choose. Right here and right now, with the advent of all new things, the worldview of people was, in very short order, giving up the old way and diving into a new way of being a Christian believer, a way where all people had access to Scripture. These founders, Luther, Zwingli, Calvin, they were protesting the old way, seeking a new way to be a Christian, and they were going to let go of some things that were hard to explain, and tenets and ideas that made no sense they would let go of in hopes of people budding themselves into an intellectual and scientific new world. They were going to go logically for what can be reasoned, logically what can be made sense out of. It was a new way. It was progress. One of those hard-to-explain beliefs was all this talk about Holy Spirit, Unlike the concepts of purchasing indulgences to circumvent the possibility of being in limbo after you die, a money-making venture for the church, by the way, that had no scriptural reference, these protesters, like Calvin and Zwingli, would still have to attend to the places in scripture where there were lots of importance to things that didn't fit in the worldview, like Holy Spirit. To me personally, the idea of Holy Spirit is integral to being able to access the holy, both in me and outside of me, in you and outside of you. For many, this is still very woo-woo snake charmer. Many people say they believe in the Spirit, and it reminds you of people who are not thinking very clearly. I would like to think that today we can find room for a much wider interpretation of Scripture, rather than an older, possibly antiquated version of how to be of God. We in the UCC have moved to a place where there is room for the both and. One of the tenets of the UCC is that we believe more is yet to be revealed. More may mean intellectual endeavors that teach us new things, and it may mean experiencing the holy in ways we share with each other. It's my deepest belief that there are many paths to God. There is not one way. We don't come out of the womb having all knowledge about anything, much less religion. As we talk about baptism ritual and we ask our parents to help us with understanding what it means to be a Christian until we can make our own decisions, we say that someone else is going to help us know and learn what it means to be a Christian. But this is not always an intellectual endeavor. It's messy and complicated. The most extraordinary way, I think, to recognize the power of the Holy Spirit is often when life is tough and things go in a negative direction. Now, of course, we all know people who see everything negative. It's just a way of life for them. But then we see someone whose life is brimming over with joy all the time. People who see no room for the negative. I want to be like that. That looks like the Holy Spirit to me. When bad stuff happens, there is light for some. It's a growing edge, as we would say in the hospital when we did our chaplaincy verbatims. It's a growing edge I don't understand, I need to learn about, I may not be very good at. But for some people, bad stuff is despair. They see no way out of it. And yet it is in the bumping up against the holy in another person or even observing an act of beauty in the world that allows us in some small way to access the Holy Spirit. These are the places that bounce us, that move us, sometimes like a great wind, to be more of God than we were before. But, and the big but here is that this isn't about me or you. It's about all of us together. The Holy Spirit entering and moving us toward godness is a great thing when it happens. But often we are not alone when she appears. Often we are with others. Maybe that's why we call this the birthday of the church. For as a people, even Jesus knew that we would find more together than we do alone. As the way one accepts that the world changes over time, as we learn more and discover more, I think we accept more differences. We know everything is moving, seemingly out of our control. And yes, we can change or not. A few years back, I read a book by Karen Armstrong called The Bible. What a brave thing to do to interpret the Bible. She wrote an historical biography of the Bible. And after reading her book, it was glaringly apparent to me that change is how it goes for human beings. We never get to stay the same. You can fight it, and maybe fighting it makes you feel better. But maybe when change is inevitable, you're angry and feel left behind. Biblical interpretations, religious interpretations, governmental, constitutional interpretations will change. One thing that can't ever change is Christ's gift to us of love and compassion. Jesus' message, as circuitous as it sounds in this gospel reading in John, Jesus' message is that he's here with us and that the Holy Spirit is always with us. And how we interpret it is variable. But it doesn't make the Holy Spirit tentative or unknown. Here is the church we can be together seeking holy moments that come from the holy in each other and can lead us deeper into relationship with God. I think that's the path of the holy, the journey forward, one day at a time. Yeah, one day at a time. And the holy in each one of us, gathered together as the church, we are called the advocate of God. We're here to teach each other not about the details. We're here to teach each other about love and compassion, to not tear people down by negative words, but to build each other up to the best of our abilities, to model a way to be of light, to hear words, hear them over and over and over until they make sense. Yes, we are children of God. God is in us and with us. What does Jesus say? Jesus says, these things aren't going to make sense necessarily all the time. We aren't going to know what they mean. Instead, Jesus says, peace, I leave with you. Peace, I give to you. Not presuming that in this peace we know everything, but in this joy, this peaceful place, this way we see God in each other, we then understand what it means to not let our hearts be troubled and not be afraid. This is the birthday of the church. Birthdays are something we understand. It's something we celebrate on a regular basis. But on this birthday, this Pentecost day, this is a day worth celebrating with much pomp and circumstance as we recognize every day, inside and out, in the good and the bad, Jesus is with us. God is in me and God is in you, Jesus said. May we praise our God and give thanks on this amazing day. Amen and amen.